I wrote that book, and now this one, because I know that we are all immortal, spiritual beings, having a physical experience. And we reincarnate repeatedly to learn specific lessons for the purpose of our soul's evolution. My understanding is that this goes on until we have completed our evolution and no longer have any need to reincarnate. Those who have evolved to this state are called master souls. Once we reach this point, we are then allowed the option of moving on to other levels of development in the spirit world, and my understanding is that most of us do. This seems the appropriate place to mention that if another person has not finished a karmic issue that originally had to do with us, they cannot hold us back. When we move on to another level, they simply find someone else with whom to work through that issue. Not all immediately move on to the next level, however. It is said that some of us continue to reincarnate as a service to the rest, teaching and healing others until everyone has reached their spiritual goals. Other master souls may also come back a few more times for a variety of reasons of their own. Until we attain mastery, we continue on in the reincarnation cycle. Some souls choose to do their learning in spirit form, meaning not in a body. Some reincarnate frequently, and some do both. Often, there are similarities in our faces from lifetime to lifetime, even though we may choose to be of different races or sexes for the purposes of learning. For all of us who do incarnate, there are emotional, spiritual, or even physical issues that are carried over from lifetime to lifetime until we get the related karma balanced, the issues healed, and finally learn our lessons. This is the Earth School, after all, the fast track to spiritual growth and evolution. The immortal soul comes here over and over in the guise of one person after another, wearing a different body like a suit of clothing, to live a partially prescripted life for the purposes of learning and growth. Yet free will allows us ample choices within the various lifetimes, and this determines how quickly a soul progresses. In other words, our choices absolutely do matter. Our lessons are set up by our own souls prior to incarnating each time. This is done with help from our teachers and guides. Our lessons are orchestrated in the hopes of learning them at certain periods in each lifetime, and other souls agree to show up and do pre-agreed-upon things to help us learn them at those times. This is how the Earth School works, stated simply.